We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. It'll take more than two confirmed COVID cases to close New York City public schools. This is a change many parents were welcoming, saying closing school for 10 days at a time after two cases wasn't making schools any safer and was disruptive.
Fewer school closures mean more consistency for parents and students. That's how New York City Schools Chancellor Misha Porter sees it. She's excited about the new four COVID case rule for public schools.
Schools will only close if there are four or more cases in different classrooms in a school within 7 days that can be traced to exposure inside the school.
City Health Commissioner Dr. David Choksi said the key to school safety is increased testing for COVID-19. And the mayor said the new factor in keeping students safe is that now more than 65,000 adults working in the public school system have already been fully vaccinated. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
While the Mets picked a good day for their home opener against the Marlins, the real fans in the stands today get some great weather with an in-person presence at Citi Field for the first time since 2019. So far, in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Our Juliet Papa is also there enjoying the sunshine.
The tailgate party was in full swing. Mike, Joe, and Larry from Long Island.
It's finally about time we're here. You know, I'm really excited to see the Mets live. It's been over a year and a half since we've been here, and I'm hoping they don't go 1-3. That's really what I'm hoping today. So we'll see what happens.
As it always is.
Right. We'll have to see.
Yeah, what's up with
the same because they stink. That's why.
They couldn't do any better?
And we haven't done, it's the same old Mets, but it's okay.
They're realistic but optimistic for this season. New ownership, ace starters, Lindor, and the tradition of opening day.
I am very ready. This is always exciting. We come every opening day we're here.
How many have you done?
I think the last six.
And this one's lucky number 7. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at Citi Field.
The NYPD is looking for another suspect in an anti-Asian hate attack. This time the victim was a 25-year-old woman sitting and talking to a friend yesterday in Lower Manhattan just after 7:30 in the evening. The suspect is a woman who made anti-Asian remarks and hit her in the face before running off. You can see a surveillance picture at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police yesterday made an arrest in three similar incidents in Brooklyn. 27-year-old Joseph Russo is charged with assault as a hate crime and harassment as a hate crime. One of the victims was a 32-year-old Asian woman. He allegedly grabbed her and pulled her hair 2 weeks ago in Midwood. Another victim was a 77-year-old man who was shoved to the ground Monday in Sheepshead Bay. The third victim was a 64-year-old woman also shoved to the ground in Gravesend last month. The city dedicated a plaque today at a firehouse in the Bronx in memory of a fallen firefighter. Correspondent Aaron Katursky has that story.
Bagpipes played as firefighters stood at attention. Christopher Slutman's photograph rested on an easel inside his Bronx firehouse next to his boots and helmet. Slutman died in a different line of duty 2 years ago while serving in the U.S. Marine Corps in Afghanistan.
Today shows that no passage of time will ever remove Christopher from our memory.
Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro called Slutman a true hero, remembered for his bravery and by his wife and three young daughters.
Slutman was a 15-year veteran of the FDNY who had won a Fire Chiefs Association Memorial Medal in 2014 after rescuing a woman from a burning apartment. He was killed just weeks before he was supposed to return home from Afghanistan. A young boy is dead after a fast-moving fire ripped through a Newark home this morning.
Fire spread from 65 Astor Street and damaged part of 63, one of three adjacent townhomes here, as neighbors watched on.
There was flames everywhere.
After the scene cleared, this woman cleaning out what she could salvage.
I lost almost everything. The flames and the smoke messed up my clothes and everything, my shoes. Everything's mostly gone.
The fire broke out just before 5 this morning. Firefighters putting the flames out in less than half an hour, but then found the 7-year-old boy on the third floor dead.
Sweet. He was a little boy running around playing basketball in the back. I feel so bad, because honestly, that shouldn't happen to nobody, especially a baby.
A neighbor in the other townhouse says the father tried to get back inside to get his son through the roof.
He just kept screaming, "My son, my son."
Firefighters had to rescue him using a ladder. Three children and two adults were treated at University Hospital and released. The cause is under investigation. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Newark.
As expected, Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin is running for governor. The Republican making it official today, saying he wants to bring New York back from the brink. Zeldin tells 1010 Winds the state has become unaffordable for many and crime is an issue.
I've been talking to a lot of New Yorkers over these last several weeks, and they're citing the cost of living as to why they are hitting their breaking point to leave. They're talking about a rising crime and cashless bail and the defund the police movement and not supporting law enforcement enough.
Other Republican contenders in the race for governor are Rob Astorino, the party's 2014 nominee for governor, and 35-year-old Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani. Governor Cuomo has not announced whether he will seek a fourth term next year. He has resisted calls for his resignation over sexual harassment claims and his administration's handling of nursing home data.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.